Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 to 17. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Just going to do a one-off devotion this morning on the theme of justice or injustice. And over the last 10 days, we've seen what's happened in America and the way that people are treated unfairly. And injustice has been described as a situation where there is no fairness or justice. And in the world that we live in today, we don't have to look too far to see injustice, whether it be in our own community or in countries across the world. For example, many people in the world do not have enough food to eat or shelter to live in. And that song that we just listen to it is about being moved into action, and we can all pray, but there needs to be more than prayer. There needs to be action, and with all the injustice that's in the world, we need just to be seeking God as to what difference we can make as an individual, and what difference can we make as a church. We can't cure or be involved in all the different types of injustice throughout the world, but equally we cannot use that as an excuse not to get involved in any injustice. And the killing of George Floyd highlights one aspect of injustice that has been happening for such a long time. It's hard to believe that Dr. Martin Luther Jr. Was actually assassinated in 1968. That's just over 50 years ago, and still the battle continues for equality. Kind of just over 50 years from that assassination, and the injustice that is still there. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verses 18 to 20 says this: appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes in every town the Lord your God is giving you, and they shall judge the people fairly. Do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the innocent. Follow justice and justice alone, that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is given you. And that was a word given to the Israelites, and it still applies to this day. Follow justice and justice alone, that you may live and possess the land that your Lord your God is giving you. And Colossians, where Sean read to us, the Message translation says, all the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. In other words, everyone is equal. There's neither black nor white. God loves all of us, and each of us should be treated with respect, and all of us should be expected to find that fairness and justice. Just two quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. He said this: true peace is not the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. True peace is not merely the absence of tension, it's the presence of justice. And he goes on to say, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. We are all one. No man, no person is an island. And as I've already said, we need to learn to love and treat one another equally. And where there is injustice, that we don't just sit back, but somehow God will lay on our hearts how we can be involved to minister into the lives of those who are oppressed, in whichever way it might be. We have brothers and sisters who are oppressed because of their faith. They don't have the freedom of religion. And we can pray for them, which is good and right. But can we do anything else? Can we write letters? Can we petition? Is there anything else that we can do to level out the injustice shown to Christians in lands where they are persecuted? There are children and families that don't have enough food in various nations of the world, for sometimes for reasons of famine, but sometimes for political gain and reasons. Can we do anything? There's injustice on our streets in the UK. Can we do anything about the injustice that we see on our streets? God calls us to act justly. What does that look like? It means standing up for those in need. It means showing fairness to everyone, thinking about others and their situations, and praying for them. And we join with many Christians and many people praying for the family of George Floyd and the injustice that has been shown there, and pray that justice will come into play from now on for that family and for all people who suffer because of the color of their skin. I said last week, I cannot believe it in this day and age that this is still happening, but it is. And we can't bury our heads in the sand. Again, as that song just said, keep us from just singing. Singing is good. Praising God is right. And we need to worship. But along with our singing, along with our praying, we need to be doing. So I just pray for all of us that we will seek God's face. God, what injustice do you want me to get involved in to bring equality and help to those who are being oppressed in whatever way that might be?